we can interview Carol Doda. Okay. When was it that, like, you first went topless, and just sort of what type of background was there on that? Is it something which you'd really been thinking about for a long time? And what?
No, I wasn't even thinking about it. I was just working as sort of a go-go dancer, cocktail waitress combination. And one day my boss came in.
That's.
Here, this is your new costume. Well, obviously, since it was topless, I could no longer wait in the customers. I had to graduate to the stage, which was a piano at the time, which went up and down from the floor to the ceiling. It was like an elevator, up and down, up and down. Okay, what else you want to
know? Right. So okay, you started that, like, exactly what happened then? Like what?
Well, then the press came in and reviewed it, and, like, nobody said anything. It wasn't bad to do or anything until a year and a half later, when a lot of organizations got together and said, okay, that's it. We don't want any topless. It gives the street a bad name and brings around bad people. So then they took it, they busted us and took us to jail, you know, for 3 hours I was in jail. And, but that was a year and a half later.
Right. So, did you eventually win the case, or?
Oh, yes, it was thrown out of court.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see yourself as sort of the leader in some type of new morality or anything like that?
No,
or?
I just see myself as a humanitarian. Whatever that means.
I was going to say, what do you mean by that?
Well, it covers a lot of things, a humanitarian. A humanitarian is somebody that does things for people, you know.
Right.
So that covers a lot of things. I entertain the people. I don't know how to go into that except to say I'm a humanitarian. I dig entertaining people. That's where my humanitarian comes in.
Right, and you think that the topless is far more effective,
yeah,
along these lines.
Well, have you seen the show?
No, I haven't.
Then maybe you better stick around and see it and then add your own footnotes.
Okay, but I will, but, like, what are your feelings on that? Do you?
Well, I don't do just topless. If I was just standing there topless, I would agree with you. That was in the early 60s when,
right,
I did just topless. We've graduated a little bit now.
Yeah.
We do a little production here.
Okay, but you sort of think that this is just much more. Okay, when you say you've graduated, like why is it that it's better?
Why is it better?
Right.
Why is what better?
The going topless and the going bottomless and the whole bit.
I'm not going anywhere. It just happens that some of my, I'm known for that, right?
Right.
I can't get away from it, exactly. So some of the numbers, I have see-through gowns on, some of the numbers. Oh God, most of the numbers I have see-through gowns. One number I do a strip, where I strip to nothing, but it's logical.
Right.
So, but you feel that this is wrong, don't you?
No, I don't. I'm trying to. A lot of people do, though. I'm just trying to get your explanation of how you feel about it. I don't think it's wrong at all.
Really?
I don't.
He loves it.
Oh, yes.
A lot of people think it's wrong. Well, they think it's wrong until they do it. Now, do they think it's wrong to take a shower, get undressed and take a shower? What if they look at themselves in the mirror? Is that wrong when they see themselves nude?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Okay, no.
But not that they're not, see, they're not, oh, we got, I got a mirror. Not that they're doing it, you know, like for, who's sitting here?
That's okay, no, I'm going over there, so stay sat.
Oh, do you mind? Okay, great. What did you say?
You were saying, like, you know, how it wasn't wrong looking in a mirror and taking a shower.
Well, I say, of course they're not doing it in front of thousands of people, right?
Right.
But if that was what they did for a living and it was part of their act, I can't ignore it. I mean, I'm not, how do you say this? It's like, the more I say it, it sounds like I'm defending myself. And I don't want to have to do that because we have a lot of people that come to see the show. And they're not just interested in looking at topless or bottomless. It's sort of like, okay, it was a fad, but now it's something, you know, like Las Vegas. How come Las Vegas it's all right?
Yeah.
How come that's acceptable, is what I'd like to know. But it always has been acceptable, the nudes, the beautiful nudes in Las Vegas. But we have a Las Vegas show here to review, so we're okay. We're okay,
yep,
now.
Okay,
we're
fine.
We're nice people now.
Okay, I won't take up any questions. Like, what types of people do you think come to this type of show? And like starting back in the early 60s when you first started doing it topless.
How many types are there?
Even back in, I think it's gotten to that now.
How many types are there? How many types?
Countless.
Countless.
Was it the same?
Countless.
Was it
countless.
The same
thousands. It counts to thousands.
Okay.